It's show number 866. Actually, 867. You're listening to the Geek News Central podcast. I'm going to tell you, I got a great show lined up for you tonight. It's Monday, June 17th, and we got a great show lined up. Our sponsor this this show, of course, is brought to you by GoDaddy. Get new customers at get 35% off your very first order at GoDaddy.com by using the promo code 35OFF1. Or .com for $2.49 by using the promo code GEEK249. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, folks, I got a show for you. You know what comes next? Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central Podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right. I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central Podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in.
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via our Geek News Central studio here overlooking Honolulu. Everyone, welcome to the show. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran, and I want to give a big warm aloha and welcome to our ohana. All of you that have been longtime listeners and viewers of the show, thanks for being here. Thanks for being a part of the family. If you're new to the show, don't worry. You're automatically included. Thanks for being here. This is a show where we just kind of have a nice discussion. We talk about tech, talk about what's going on in the media space, and I got a great show lined up for you tonight. Of course, again, a warm welcome to everyone. Thanks for being here. And again, if you're new to the show, all you got to do really to stay connected with us is to go over to Geek News Central. Whoa, let's try that again. I'm pushing the wrong buttons in many, many ways tonight. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble here, but that doesn't even want to work. You know, once... It's just like when things go downhill, they go downhill in a hurry. So let's try this again. Will that work? There we go. Those of you that want to check out Geek News Central, go over to geeknewscentral.com. And of course, on the website itself, you'll find information on how to subscribe to the show, get hooked up with our newsletter. And of course, you know, really the newsletter is where I send out all the details of everything I covered during the show. So you want to get signed up for that. And of course, by subscribing to the show, that way you'll really never miss a single episode with that newsletter reminder. And of course, being subscribed really is the audit main way of getting the show, and that's the best way. So you can check us out in many, many places. This show is basically rebroadcast on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV. They're also available via the Tech Podcast channel on those devices. So definitely check it out. And of course, you can reach me really anytime. And it's real easy to do so via Twitter at Geek News. The email address is geeknews@gmail.com. And of course, our hotline is open 24 hours a day at 619-342-7365. How everybody, how's everybody doing? Hope you're doing good. Did you have a nice, hey, dads out there, did you have a good Father's Day? And those of you, hope you called your dads and everything else. So hope everyone had a good Father's Day. I know that I was really kind of... spoiled on Father's Day. My youngest son made me breakfast with the mom's assistance. He's got it in his mind that he wants to be a chef. So he's cooking. He's nine. He's learning. And he's actually doing a pretty good job. And he just enjoys it. And so anytime mom's cooking something new, he's right over there. He's got his nose right up in it, seeing how she's doing it. And I just kind of an interesting development that I've got a child that's got an affinity to cooking. So we'll see if it lasts. This is a first for our family. So who knows? Maybe we got a world famous chef in the process. But they all made me handmade cards, which was nice. I like that a lot better than do I have them sitting not within reach. They make nice handmade cards for me. And my daughter's silly. She put some, you know, pictures in and stuff. It was really good. And then of course, to about noon, then the wife says, I need to go to Lowe's. You want to go with me? And I'm like, okay, I'll drive you over to Lowe's. And we went over there and to get some bolts, right? Yes, my wife needed some bolts. And then, of course, we just so happened to wander into the section where there was the, you know, these closet units that you can build, and they come as a kit, and you put them in your closet, and it makes it all nice, and you can, you know, hang the clothes multiple levels, and it's got the shelves, and yes, so it ended up being a went for bolts and came home with two closet kits. And those suckers are heavy. I think the one box is like 150 pounds. So I got home, my son helped me, Ray helped me unload it, and she just kind of looked at the box, and I looked at the box, and fellas, you can only get away with this on Father's Day. I said, have fun. they're not even out of the box, so she's going to get the last laugh, and I'll be putting these units together. So little by little, some projects going on here in the Cochran household. But hey, today's, you know, this doing that and what we've been doing recently would not be possible without our sponsors. And of course, I want to thank the folks over at GoDaddy for being a sponsor here at Geek News Central. And really, you know, GoDaddy has been here a long time, and every month is not a guarantee. And the only reason that they keep coming back and renewing month after month is that you're buying their product, and we're trying to put together all kinds of cool deals for you, stuff that's new, different. We try to mix it up a little bit throughout the year, and I really got this great deal right now. And I, you know, what it's about is saving you money big, big time, right? And so when you go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, you're going to find all my codes. Everything there is really available as a discount. There's all kinds of promo codes there for you to get hooked up with. Anything from SSL certificates to cash off, Aloha, Central, Geek, ComSale 3 for .com renewals, ComSales for .coms, Todd for 10% off, Todd 20 for 20% off, Geek 5, save 15% on any order, $20 or more. So there's a large number of codes that are available for you to get hooked up with. Now, I want to show you a site that didn't exist a few days ago. And actually, one of the assistants is in there. He's helping out. But the Hawaii Resistance for Ingress, HawaiiResistance.com website did not exist, you know, as of like last Thursday. And the team over there asked me, they said, you know, what do you think about putting up a website? So I went and grabbed the domain for $2.49. I put it up on a shared hosting account, the most inexpensive one they had. And I think total, I've got maybe 50 bucks in it for a whole year, maybe that much. And what I've got now is we've got a place where those of us here in Hawaii, they're playing Ingress, will have a site that we can send folks to. So the Hawaii Resistance website is now up and online, and I use my own promo codes to save some money. We're using a basic design right now. We'll get a little fancier as we go on. But, you know, that was maybe, you know, less than maybe an hour's work. You know, bought the domain, bought the hosting account, got it set up, waited for the email to come from GoDaddy, basically saying it was ready to go. Picked one of the default templates, put three blog posts up, put two about pages, and boom, I'm online with a brand new website, which we'll get, you know, basically Google will take care of us because it's kind of a unique website for, you know, for this gameplay and playing Ingress. And got a place there as a recruiting page. So I'm, you know, I'm pretty jazzed to be able to get this up. And we're going to add exploits and stuff that we've done and, you know, cool things that our team has done here. So, you know, all this was really capable and fast from GoDaddy. All of it was template driven. I didn't have to upload anything, answer some very simple questions. And that's what I love about the GoDaddy entire ecosphere. It's all tied together. You know, I bought the domain one day, a couple of days later, I got the hosting account, and that was kind of how it boiled down, because I'd bought the domain, was sitting on it, and I really didn't have to do but just select the domain in the hosting package and say, tie it to this. It updated the DNS and did everything I really needed to get this up. I mean, this was so simple that a kindergartner could have gotten through and gotten it set up that easy. So we want you guys to take advantage of, you know, hosting accounts like this over at GoDaddy, where they're very, very inexpensive. And this month, obviously, we got this great deal, this 32% off for new customers by using the promo code GO32OFF1. And of course, we've got the $2.49.coms, limit one per customer, essentially one a month. Geek249 is the code, and you get a $2.49.com. So get over to GoDaddy, check it out. And of course, all my stuff is at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. All right, so Father's Day went off with a hitch. The new media show Saturday morning didn't go off with quite off the hitch. Rob and I were ready to go for a 10 a.m. start. I'm all ready. Things are up and live. The studio's ready to go. Rob dials in on Skype, and the other line remains silent. And our scheduled guest all of a sudden texts Rob at about 10 minutes after 10 and said, "Hey, can we do this later?" And Rob's like, "We're live." "Oh, you're live." You know, so he's kind of like this, got the surprise. So he didn't make it. So I real quickly texted some of the team members over Tech Podcast. Jeffrey Powers was gracious enough to load up Skype and jump in on and made it for like our last hour or so of that show. So spent some time talking about new media, and should be a good show. And actually, it's we had a little trouble with one of the video clips. It's being uploaded, and actually it'll be posted here post this show when I'm live. Another thing that's been going on is obviously I'm heading out of here in Hawaii on Saturday. I'm headed to Detroit. I'm going to be going to Ford for a special event. I'll be there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So the Monday show, I'm a little bit leery. So what I'm going to do is between now and then, I'm going to be looking for a guest host that can step in and do the show on Monday for me, because I just don't think, with the way they normally do events, that I'm going to be able to get back to the hotel probably after dinner or some evening event that they have. And I'm, you know, it's going to be ugly. Now, Thursday we'll be at the homestead. I'll be back where I grew up, and we'll have a show on Thursday for you. So don't worry there. But Monday, looking for a guest host. I'll have the gear with me. If everything works out good, I'll do one. If it's just running completely all the time and stuff just doesn't work, I'll put up a blog post. But have every intention at this point in doing a show. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Detroit, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Quincy, visiting my mom and my sister, and then and her kids and her husband, and then back here on Sunday to Honolulu for a regular show. There will be no new media show next Saturday or Sunday because of my travel. So we're going to be off for a couple of weeks. That's kind of planned. Rob and I had some conflicts there. So, but anyway, we'll just keep you advised on that. So I'm going to be doing an insider, a special insider when I am back home. Give you guys a little bit of a more insight into where I grew up. Maybe give you a little tour of my mom's new place. Maybe take you back in the countryside and show you some stuff. So it should be a little fun. I'll do a little video and put that together and make it available for the insiders. And of course, if you want to become an insider, it's real easy by going over to geeknewscentral.com/insider. I got a great show lined up for you here. Lots of tech content to talk about tonight. Lots of stuff in the news. I want to take care of one more sponsor piece, and then we'll get right into the full blow of the content tonight, so that we can get you guys on to doing more things. You know, summer really is here. You know, weather's great. Kids are out of school. There's so many places you'd rather be than maybe sitting at your desk or being on travel or being on the road. But even though you don't want to be at work, business does not stop. But there's great news. You can escape and stay connected to your coworkers and clients. You can share ideas, problem solve, get projects done. Just use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. the powerful, simple way to meet and collaborate online. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes just a click to share your screen and work on documents in real time, and just turn on your webcam to make the online meeting an HD video conference. See each other face-to-face like meeting in person. Easy to launch or join a meeting from wherever you are, whenever you need to, using your computer, smartphone, or tablet. And you can even present with your iPad. You guys know that I love GoToMeeting. You know, I was talking with Angelo a couple days ago. Actually, it was last week. And he's been doing a whole bunch of support calls and meetings. And he's often basically using GoToMeeting. You know, there's all these other products out there, but he goes, just uses GoToMeeting, and then he can actually, you know, walk the person through making an instructional type of a support call. And if need be, he can actually touch stuff on the other side, on the other person's computer as well. But try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. And for this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button and use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing. And thanks for Citrix for being a sponsor here at Anyreally. You guys get those trials. Give it a try. And if you haven't up to this point, please do so and give it a run for the money. All right, let me go ahead and close this thing out. Close the my little notepad here so we get that off the desktop. And we'll take that down and bring up. Actually, we just leave this up for now. And bring Chrome up. Hey, I have a... I'd had so much problem with Firefox, and I don't know if I told you guys this, but it was just like freezing, and I did a complete reset, and it did this, it basically sat there for about 5 minutes, and whatever it was doing, it went through and cleaned everything up, but Firefox is now really back to a base configuration for me. I've added a couple of things that I really needed, but I took care of all that other crap that was in there and got rid of it. If you're having any performance issue with Firefox, just go to the help section and then you'll be able to see a reset. And it really, really made a big, big difference. And I tell you, I'm right now about using Chrome about 90% of the time. I've really kind of moved off of Firefox. And I just, the only thing I've got a little bit of a headache with Chrome is it just, sometimes it just acts a little weird for me and it doesn't do some things that I want the way I want it to be done. But I do want to talk just a second here, of course, about something that was just posted over at techpodcast.com. And let's see if I can do this here. The 100th TPN Weekly was put up. And so, you know, we've done the TPN Weekly on and off. And now it's back on a regular basis. So what we've done is we had Category 5. They signed up to do the 100th TPN Weekly, and I think you guys will like this this episode. Definitely check it out, and let me know what you think about Category 5. This is our way to basically introduce you to the podcast over at TPN, and definitely check them out. Every week there's a new show that's producing some stuff. I think next week is Audacity to Podcast. Steve Lee, Ways of Tech, he's the one that's managing that for me, so I definitely appreciate Steve for doing that. Let's talk just a few minutes here about the continuing debate about what's going on with NSA. I'm not going to spend near any time on this tonight. I'm just going to continue to move on, but something interesting that the president has said. The president will be on Charlie Rose to talk about the NSA spying that came to light last week. But ahead of the broadcast, PBS released a portion of the transcript to BuzzFeed, and part of the transcript is in the blog post over at Gizmodo. And what I want to really say here, and what it boils down to, is the president says, NSA spying keeps America safe, so get over it. That's in essence. He says, well, in the end, and what I've said, and I continue to believe, is that we don't have to sacrifice our freedom in order to achieve security. So that's an interesting statement, and really goes against anything that I think the president ever said any time, you know, prior to wanting to get elected and so forth. So it is kind of an interesting switch. And obviously, he's expanded the policies of the previous administration as well. As we all know, the previous administration enacted this, and the president continued it moving forward. But some of the companies are starting to come forward and talk about their essentially what's going on and what they've give the government. Yahoo's been there. Apple did something yesterday, I believe, or on Friday. But Yahoo disclosed that the U.S. government data requests were about 12,000 requests in 6 months. So, and that's beat out Apple. Because I think what Apple said, if I remember correctly, that Apple said that they, oh, here it is. Apple said that they had been, they'd received 4,000 requests in the previous 6 months. So Yahoo and these other companies were basically all getting huge numbers of stuff, of requests. But it is interesting that, to see where the totals come in from company to company. But, of course, the details of what was requested, of course, is not being revealed. But in a real interesting development, and some statements have been made here in recent days on TechDirt, they're reporting that the NSA boss asked Congress for blanket immunity for companies that help NSA. General Keith Alexander has petitioned Capitol Hill for months to give internet service providers and other firms new cover from lawsuits when they rely on government data to thwart emerging cyber threats. One former White House aide told Politico that Alexander had been asking members of Congress for some time to adopt a bill language on countermeasures that as ill-defined as possible, with the goal of giving the Pentagon great flexibility and taking action alongside internet providers, telecom companies. The former aide said also they've been asked for those very legal protections. So interesting move. And but anyway, that's what's being reported news site on this now, which kind of died down a little bit in the news cycle. And some people kind of poo-pooing it in the news and basically saying, oh, well, the American public through polls and stuff say they have no issue with it, a large majority, which is kind of an interesting, if you think about it. Texas has become the first state to require warrants for email snooping. Texas Governor Rick Perry has signed a bill giving Texans more privacy over their inboxes than anywhere else in the United States. On Friday, he signed House Bill 2268, effective immediately. The law shields residents of the Lone Star State from snooping by state and local law enforcement without a warrant. The bill's email amendment was written by a 29-year-old Republican who represents an area between Dallas and Fort Worth. So that's kind of an interesting move that Texas was one of the first states to move very, very quickly to basically say, hey, our state government and our state law enforcement, they need a warrant. And I think that's the way it should work. Get a warrant to go snooping around. Now, if you're getting paranoid, there are some new devices on the market. Gizmodo's talking about stash coins. They're a fantastic way, really, to, as they put it, lose your SD card. You know, most of us have our change in our pockets. And so if you want to hide an SD card, you got the ability to put those in a nickel. The coin convert from CCS spy gear is a precision mean piece of retired U.S. currency that are nearly indistinguishable from the real thing when closed. But, you know, don't put this thing in a parking meter, because your pictures that you were trying so earnestly to protect from detection may end up paying your parking fee and get the meter maid some entertaining looks when they figure out that it's a coin with an SD card instead of a coin. Wouldn't that be cool? You get a coin, you jingle it in your pocket, and it pops open, and there's an SD card in there. First of all, I would be... if I found something like that. Now, here's just a warning. If you find a USB stick or an SD card on the ground, my best advice for you is just to throw it in the trash. That's the quickest way to be infected with malware, the quickest way known to man. Now, if you've got a standalone machine that is 10 years old and you're not worried about it getting trashed and it's not hooked to the internet, you know, go ahead and plug that USB stick in there and see what happens. But for goodness sake, never, ever from that point forward, attach that machine to any network or put any media in it that's going to cross over to your primary machine. But, you know, if I found an SD card like that, I would be, you know, in one hand, you're kind of tempted. Ooh, what's this? You know, curiosity. And number two, you're like, this thing could, you know, contain something really bad. So, yeah, you'd have to weigh that, whether or not you're willing to take that risk or not. On to a new topic here. Time Warner Cable. No, they say, no, we don't. We don't throttle YouTube. We don't do that. Swear, honest, we don't do that. It's official. Time Warner Cable doesn't slow down your YouTube videos. The cable provider published a blog post late last week that was initially reported by DSL Reports telling its customers that stuttering YouTube videos are normal for broadband users at any internet service provider at least some of the time. And the post went on to explain that the occasional buffering is just a result of the way the internet works. Although some Time Warner Cable customers have discovered that blocking a few IP numbers has vastly improved their experience with YouTube. I see that all the time. I got 50 down. I got three up. Why do I have stuttering YouTube videos? They should come quick and fast. You know, it just doesn't happen. But, you know, it's all about peering. That's what they're saying. It seems like there's a series of peering articles today that I don't know if it was a slow news day and this is stuff they had stuck on the shelf, but, you know, GigaOhm's basically talking about lost in hotel Wi-Fi. In other words, my love-hate, it's basically talking about their love-hate relationship with hotel Wi-Fi. And I'm in the same boat. Very rarely do I get in a hotel where the bandwidth is much more over 500K. Never a meg. No way. That doesn't happen. So there's lots of, you know, discussion. And, you know, it's the number one complaint. It's actually in the top three list of complaints from hotel guests around the world. And we all get pissed when we go there. And, you know, I have status at Hilton, so I'm able to get free Wi-Fi. But if you go and you pay $9.95 or $12.95 for a night of bandwidth, you know, that's, you know, probably a third or a quarter of what you normally pay for your internet connection at home where you get high speed. That kind of money being spent, you should get a remarkable connection at the hotel. Now, I notice when you get the more west you get, the better the connection is, the farther east you go, it gets worse. That's at least been my experience. If you're in California, usually, especially around Silicon Valley, the broadband's good. But you get into New York, man, it is just like, you know, it's poke a fork in my, you know, eyeball. It's horrible. So I love connectivity in hotels, but I just hate the quality of the connection. You know, when you can't even watch a Netflix movie, and they're trying to throttle you, so you have to pay the $14.95 for them to watch the in-hotel movie. Because, you know, when you travel a lot, you know, it's hard to stay entertained when you're kind of caught up on work, and you can't work all the time. You need a little downtime. Everyone needs that. So, yeah, but it's just that $12.95 hit on your hotel bill for a single movie, it sucks. When you have a Netflix subscription and should be able to basically subscribe. Now, speaking of Netflix, if you're having problems with your Netflix, you can blame Verizon. Verizon is locked in a head-butting battle with Cogent Communications, a large bandwidth provider. The cause of these issues, Netflix basically is taking a large portion of their network traffic, and there's been a little bit of a peer-to-peer, you know, battle going on. And so it is a little bit of an issue. But at the same time, Netflix has been trying to get ISPs to allow them to put gear at their head end so that they could preload all their movie. You know, basically, they get a bunch of servers. All the movies are put in there. When people request them, then that very short haul, where the network is usually remarkably fast, you know, within the local network. But they don't want to deal with that. Now, it's one source is telling us that Netflix recently bought 2 terabytes of bandwidth capacity, in part to get around such cramming that is happening places where it sends traffic direct to certain internet service providers. And Verizon has issues, and it's part of the peering issues they've had with Cogent. And what it is, it's supposed to be a 50-50. I'm going to push you 50% traffic and vice versa. And it's a peering arrangement. But when that shifts, that percentage shifts, it becomes a big issue between companies. And it really turns into these pissing matches, which is what's going on right now with Verizon. So if you're on Verizon and you have Netflix issues, sorry. Remember that billion-year-old water we talked about a few shows ago? One of the scientists have sampled it. Not once, but a couple of times. You could not have paid me enough money. There is not enough money for me to have stuck my finger and tasted a billion-year-old water. Number one, a lot of things have happened in a billion years. There's a lot of stuff that could be in that. You know, like microbes, doubtful, but could be. You just don't know. Now, what did it taste like? You know, they need to put that lady in quarantine. She says it tastes like crap. Describe the physical properties of the liquid during a recent interview. And it's salty and turns kind of orange when exposed to air. She says it's many more times more salty than salt water. Is it a good idea to stick potentially 2.5 billion year old water in your mouth? First time was for science, but she's done it several times. Oh, I got this old water here. Let me stick my finger in it and taste it. Disgusting. I would rather. There's no way that I would do that. Okay, she did it. Congratulations. Hopefully she doesn't start growing horns or something. Oh, disgusting. No way. You know, that's how weird stuff happens in this world. People do weird stuff like that. And the next thing you know, especially she hasn't had children, she has children. And please, why would you do that? That's what we have lab machines for, right? Incredible. All right, article over at Geek News Central. Let's talk. Quit talking about scientists and gross stuff of 2.5 billion year old water. And let's talk a little bit here about Dropbox. Dropbox is making sharing files a bit easier. And Dropbox is most widely known as a very popular cloud storage service. And they've got a new sharing feature for those of you that are Mac users. So now when you want to share a link to any doc, photo, or folder, or any of your stuff in Dropbox, just right-click it and select Share Dropbox Link. The new context menu also displays some other things, view on Dropbox, view previous versions. So you've got some options there on the Mac. So if you're a Mac user, you definitely, and you're using Dropbox, you got these new features available for you. So definitely check those out for the Mac users. Another article over in Geek News Central. This is something I wrote over the weekend. Let me see if I can find my Waka Waka. Where did it go? I know the kids didn't snag it. Maybe they did. Or I put it somewhere where I can't get a hold of it. I don't see it. Anyway, I'll show you a picture of it here. This is kind of an interesting device. And, you know, these power devices that allow you to charge stuff are really a dime a dozen these days. And, you know, we've seen a lot of solar solutions as well tied to some pretty simple products that charge a cell phone. But this one, the folks at Waka Waka have come up with a pocket-sized solar charger that also includes two LED lamps on it, which can, and basically the solar, you put it out in the sun, and within 8 hours, it's charged. The 5 mAh battery's charged, which is good to charge maybe one cell phone once. And then it's also got this light, LED light. So, number one, it did test. Actually, let me bring this up. It did charge in 8 hours. It did charge my cell phone. It did additionally provide, allow me to use the LED lights. And actually pretty bright, all things considering. And if you're camping or something like that, it'd work out well. And also, if you're lost, it's got an emergency mode. It will flash SOS, which is a nice added feature. The solar unit, solar part of the unit is waterproof, but it's not, the entire device isn't waterproof, so just be aware of that. $79 available over at Waka, getwakawaka.com. And, but nice little device, and had a little fun with it. And my kids were, like usual, always Google-eyeing over any gear that has come in. One thing is, saw good news today, and I'm getting a little nervous here because we're getting close to 13 days away from Google Reader shutting down. And Dig, they're saying Dig's Reader is almost ready. Article put together here by Jen, one of our writers here at Geek News Central, says that everyone will have access to the new Google Reader by June 26th. And that's a few days before Google kills off Google Reader, which is set to die on or about June 1st. Excuse me. Die on July 1st. Oh, she's got a typo in there. We're already past June 1st there, Jen. Dig says that their engineering team has been building the Dig Reader since March of this year. Five people have been working on it. They asked people if they wanted to see in Reader, and the response indicated that people want it fast and simple, and they want Dig Reader to let them import their feeds and folders from Google Reader, and they're going to have easy migration, going to have a clean reading experience. There's going to be useful mobile apps that sync the web experience. They're going to have support for key actions like subscribing, sharing, saving, and organizing. And the first version is going to be free. But they are really a bit nervous about the rollout. They're afraid that they're going to get slammed so bad that their system's going to collapse. So they're very limited in what they're... basically, they're limited in... what it's going to be able to do. They're going to bring more features with time, but they just want to make sure what they've got is good. It will scale for the power users. I'll pay if it's good. I really, really will. More images and pictures coming out of the out of an air show. Excuse me here. I got a little bit of a runny nose. But the Airbus A350 cockpit is got some pretty cool pictures by the folks at Engadget. They must have got a free trip over there. You know, they don't normally carry aviation stuff this deep, but the cockpit's pretty cool. And Jack, if you're listening, I want you to pay attention to the keyboard that's on the co-pilot side. I was kind of surprised to see the keyboard there. You know, and here's the reason why, folks. When you're flying, the pilot and the co-pilot main avoidance of other aircraft is keeping their head out the windows. They're supposed to be able to look at their, you know, the instruments, be able to scan, but it's not always their head down in the cockpit. They're out actually looking out, just like you do when you're driving. You're looking out for traffic, right? And that's the same thing pilots do. They spend a great amount of time making sure they're clear from traffic. So when I saw this keyboard that's basically available for the co-pilot, it kind of freaked me out just a tad bit. don't understand why that they would allow that in there from a safety of flight situation, but that's a case. But, you know, that for me, from a just knowing what I know in aviation and the naval side in the Navy, that would never fly. You would never, I just can't imagine a keyboard ever being allowed in the cockpit because of the distraction factor. And maybe it's used for pre-flight planning, and then it's stowed during flight. But it's just to me, it was a little bizarre to seeing it sitting there, and a little unnerving to say the least. All right, Outlook.com drops linked email accounts in favor of aliases. Apparently, Hotmail and Outlook have long supported linked email accounts for organizing messages. Microsoft now sees connected accounts as a tempting target for hackers. So tempting, in fact, that the company is severing those links as a safety measure. Within the next 2 months, Outlook.com will move to using its alias system as the only way to handle multiple accounts. Users will have the option to forward email or send messages from other addresses, but they won't get to control multiple accounts through one sign-in. So I don't know if you've been using this or not. I haven't, so I'm not super familiar with it, but that is a change. Sprint is launching LTE in 22 new cities, unveils plans for 13 more. So here's what we got. Baton Rouge, Miami, New Orleans, Tampa are being expansions. Lansing, Michigan, Napa Valley, California, Raleigh, North Carolina. They're going into more cities. The 13 additional districts are Michigan, Texas, and Washington State. And Sprint has a full list on their website. You can take a look at it, see if you're going to be getting LTE in one of those cities. Now, Sprint, at the same time, has sued Dish and Clearwire, claiming buyout offer is illegal. Sprint warned Clearwire in early July that it viewed Dish's latest attempts to buy it as illegal, and now the carrier is following up with the legal action. Big Yellow has just announced that it filed a lawsuit against Dish and its acquisition target in Delaware, as it believes the buyout would violate state law and the rights of shareholders and investors in both itself and Clearwire. So kind of an interesting move here by Sprint to slow down the acquisition by Dish. We'll see where this leads. Do you guys know in Japan, they've been doing this thing called Safecast? Safecast is a global sensor network for collecting and sharing radiation measurements to empower people with data about their environments. So it was started initially in response to the tsunami and the radiation discharge due to the nuclear plant melting down. But they have basically, Safecast has collected and published over 10,000 individual data points. And, you know, basically it's a huge win for them because it took 6 months to collect the first 1 million, and now they're over 10 million. But they've got a lot of dedicated volunteers that are going around and doing measurements, and largely in Japan. But this is available other places as well. So pretty cool stuff for them to be able to go out and basically do radiation detection and really detect from a private citizen sourced information to find out where really there's danger and where there's hotspots at. Because, you know, the government always tells us the truth, right? There's an interesting article over on Yahoo News. Google's Kurzweil. He's the engineering director, of course, his name, again, Ray Kurzweil, thinks that humans will soon develop technology advanced enough to keep us alive forever. CNBC reports that Kurzweil, told the Global Future 2045 World Congress this week that life expectancies will go into high gear within 10 to 20 years from now, and that within probably less than 15 years, we'll be reaching that tipping point where we could add more time than has gone by because of scientific progress. In other words, he thinks that within 15 years, we will have technology that will let us add years to our lives at a pace that's faster than the years we lose through natural aging. I kind of believe that is to a certain extent as well, because they're really going after these being able to make arteries and replacement parts by organically printing them. This guy is a little bit of a health freak in that it is said that it's claimed that this guy takes over 250 supplement pills a day while receiving a half dozen intravenous therapies each week to keep his body in good shape long enough for him to live forever. Obviously, he has more money than what he knows what to do with if he's got all that time and stuff on his gullet with 250 supplement pills. That's a little extreme. 250 supplement pills? You know, my dad, when he was still alive, he really worked hard at his cholesterol. He tried to make sure that he wasn't going to end up with having a heart attack. He took a lot of supplements. He did really well. And I complimented, you know, him and my mom both. And my mom, you know, if those of you that have met my mom, you probably wouldn't be able to guess her age. She does not look her age. But I think it's from taking supplements. But they never took 250 supplements a day. It was, you know, maybe 10 to 15. And it was a large variety of different supplements and a heavy financial investment too, only to be taken out a different way. But at least he was, you know, doing everything he could to be around a long time. This guy is really off the deep end if he's getting intravenous therapies each week. But I really think, though, he may be onto something that in 10 to 15 years, we may be at a point where, you know, kidneys will not be an issue no more. You need a kidney? Give me a pint of blood. Let's go process that. And, you know, come back in a couple of weeks. We'll have a kidney ready for you. That could be the case. So time will tell on this. You know, really, it's what, you know, many times our physical, it's people go one of two ways, right? The physical body declines and, you know, heart gives out or organ gives out or you get cancer or whatever it is. It's just a physical thing. But other times, just the brain goes, right? I've met a lot of really sharp people 100 years plus that have their wits about them, but yet some people at 80, you know, they're basically Alzheimer's has set in or dementia. So, you know, usually one thing or the other is what gets us, right? The body or the brain. And, you know, one leads to the other. You know, the long story here is that this things are going to change medically in a big way over time. The scientists really, especially in these boomers are really, you know, facing mortality. They're going to be taking their dollars. They're going to be looking for the fountain of youth. You know, it's something that we'll all meet our maker someday. But I think we all want to extend that as long as possible, at least if you have a good quality of life, right? All right, Six Strikes Copyright Alert warns subscribers for dangerous P2P or software. Boy, you know, after years of negotiation, they've gotten their hands on some of the stuff that Time Warner's using. Some of these Six Strike stuff is starting to leak out on what the letters look like that are being sent and so forth. I have that link up in the show notes. If you're Time Warner Cable, hey, if you're a Time Warner Cable operator, you better know your Time Warner Cable email. I don't even know mine. I think I have a Time Warner, like hawaii.r.com. I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you. That's where they're going to send the email. So make sure you're logging into your ISP provided email account if you're worried about getting a peer-to-peer notice. Google opposes Russia's SOPA. And you think the U.S. version of the SOPA is bad. The Russian one is just over the top. And it's very tough. And one of the main concerns how the law places site owners in a vulnerable position should copyright infringing material be found on their services. The draft envisions copyright holders filing lawsuits against sites carrying the infringing content. Site owners are then expected to remove unauthorized content or links to the same within 72 hours. Failure to do so would result in the entire site being blocked by the internet service providers pending the outcome of a court hearing. So the Russians are getting tough on in building their own SOPA. Should we be surprised? I don't think so. Getting a slow internet warning. I'm going to have a little trouble with the internet here. We're going to have to call them. But the If you're watching the live stream, apologize. But, oh, man, it doesn't look good. I think we lost the live stream. It's okay. We'll keep on moving here. We're recording. Foursquare Time Machine turns your check-ins into a infographic. And I don't know if I like this or not, but if you check in someplace, Foursquare will give you the ability to essentially see exactly where you were, and shows you on a map where you visited. So it's a little bit weirdo from that perspective. Oh, there we go. Got it up for you to take a look at. But might stop me from logging in to Foursquare. And let me restart this thing. Wow. Ridiculous. What is going on with the internet connection? I'm going to do a complete reset here. Okay. Changing gears a little bit. The U.S. says it's going to buy Russian helicopters for the Afghan army. Pentagon said on Monday it will spend $572 million to buy 30 Russian-built military helicopters that will be used by Afghan security forces. Why aren't they buying American? I guess they don't want them to have American hardware. Interesting. Google's looking to really go after child porn, and they've developing new technology that will help search engine and other internet companies collectively remove child porn from the web. The database is basically will remove images from the internet that have been flagged by organizations such as the Internet Watch Foundation. So this is a new directive by Google to try to get that stuff off the net. I applaud them for that. Also on the health side, researchers say the next gene sequencing approach allows basically scientists to subtract the entire human genetic sequence from the genetic material of a blood sample and then look at what's left over to identify viruses based on really the stuff that remains. And they feel that they're going to be able to find diseases and mutant genes a lot better by using that approach and finding, you know, basically detecting new diseases at a much faster rate. So kind of an interesting move here. And if it makes sense, if you really think about it, take what you know as whole and subtract that. And what you have left over is stuff that you need to investigate. Shouldn't be there. Article over in Bloomberg Businessweek talking about the new Ford vehicles are going to be full of knobs. Appears Ford is going to start putting more buttons and knobs back into the their cars and trucks. Basically, they feel that because we're often touch oriented when we're driving, can't we look away from the road? Makes a lot of sense. So we'll see where this goes. I'm sure we'll hear some more about this this next week. A couple of cool articles that really kind of popped to the top here. One's about a copyright troll lawsuit that's end badly because a very dumb defendant lied to the court and destroyed evidence. So if you are ever accused of file sharing and doing stuff with peer-to-peer, it's probably not advisable if you end up in court to lie to the judge and destroy evidence. It could end it very badly for you. And this individual looks like he may be a hit to the tune of $112,000. Whereas the copyright troll was pretty much ready just to kind of walk away from the case. But because this kid lied, or this young adult lied to the judge hammered him. So, that legal stuff of you don't want to destroy stuff that if you're under suspicion, you could, you know, it's just going to make it worse for you. Over in Techter, another article, Philippine record labels get government to play whack-a-mole with a variety of torrent sites. So the Philippines is now in the takedown mode as well. So not only does the United States do it, but PI in other countries as well. Netflix has signed a deal to boost original programming with DreamWorks. The deal is going to bring 300 hours of new programming to Netflix. This is really outstanding news. So we look forward to having lots of more original content, again, being put together by the DreamWorks team for Netflix. Sony is reportedly readying its first phablet tablet/phone, you know, you guys get it, right? Tablet, phone, phablet. So, and not a lot of details, but appears it's going to be a 6.4-inch phablet, and it's going to be announced July 4th. Apparently going to have a quad-core processor and a 1080p HD screen. So we'll see where this goes and what, you know, what type of price tag is going to be along with it as well. But that's forthcoming here very, very quickly. Hey, as a reminder, you can reach me on Twitter at Geek News. You can email me geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, our hotline is available at 619-342-7365 as well. Hey, NASA today, the first time in a couple of years, have announced its newest astronauts. And ladies, their new class of astronauts, half of them are women. So this is good. Everyone wins here. And basically, there's 49 active astronauts right now, but the 8 new astronaut candidates, 4 of whom are women, will join the astronaut team. So this is pretty outstanding. And congratulations to those new astronauts and new class of astronauts. I wonder when you basically been selected. What's that mean? It's like now you go to school and you see if you can graduate. Most of these people are very, very smart. I doubt that there is a boot camp for, well, I'm sure there's training, but not like you just have to go through the training and pass, I'm sure. Internet fraud is alive and well. And apparently those of you that live down under, so my Australian friends and Ohana, you need to listen up here. Australians fell prey, and this is according to the Register, register.co.uk. Australians fell prey to online scams to the tune of around $93.5 million Australian dollars in 2012 and reported nearly 84,000 scam-related contacts to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. And so that's a big number. And they've been trying to do some comparisons, and they say that annually Australians do appear to be more gullible than Americans. I find that kind of hard to believe. But according to the Internet Crime Center, the country losses amount basically $1.66 a person. Whereas, let me see, does it tell the total? Australians do, however, appear to be more gullible than Americans. According to the Internet Crime Center, the country loses amounted to $525 billion in 2012. Yeah, a mere U.S. $1.66 per person. So that's what it was, an average loss per person in Australia for these scams. Well, you know, I don't know what the total population of Australia is. How does it compare to the United States? It's got to be pretty close, I would think, from a size perspective. But interesting article here. A little bit of flair by the folks over at Register. Nationwide LTE data tests find that AT&T is still the fastest, but Verizon is the most reliable. Full listing of test results and stuff are available in this article. I have it up in the show notes, but here's where the brass tacks are from a speed averages. The average download speed of 16.02 megabits per second. Okay, so as this title suggests, it was AT&T's 4G LTE network that appeared to show the fastest data speeds. Most often in northeastern region, AT&T LTE beat out the competition with an average download speed of 16.02 megabits per second, where second place went to T-Mobile, budding LTE network at 13.11. Verizon's top download speed of 53.38 megs nearly edged out AT&T's 58.25 and beat out AT&T with a time of 194.10 microseconds. Average time to first byte, AT&T hit this at 236.27 microseconds. So basically real close between Verizon and AT&T, and it seems even where LTE's rolling out for T-Mobile, they're hanging tough. If you've been thinking about a Chromebook, Chromebooks are coming to more stores near you. They've added Best Buy, Amazon.com, Walmart, and a variety of other Staples is getting them. A variety of different retail markets are getting Chromebooks, so they're going to be available in a lot more stores here coming soon. Article over in Wall Street Journal. If you're a Jay-Z fan, Samsung is going to be giving away 1 million copies of Jay-Z's new album. So this is available. I'll have a link up in the show notes. Some of his music is okay. And if you're looking for a helicopter, the new fastest helicopter on Earth can fly at an crazy 300 miles per hour. Is that really the fastest helicopter in the world right now? So basically, this helicopter's pretty speedy. And it's called the X3. The Eurocopter EC-155, the X3, is a hybrid helicopter that is, in addition to its five main blade and tail rotors, X3 is also outfitted with a pair of stubby wings, similar to those aboard the Mi-24 Hind, with propellers instead of mesopods. That provides up to 80% of the aircraft's lift. Wow. So this thing has a rotor and blades. So this thing is like part airplane. Wow, that's pretty cool. Anyway, link will be up in the show notes. 300 miles per hour is pretty good for a helicopter, considering I think when I was flying in Hueys in Lemoore, I think the fastest we got up to was like 120 knots or something like that. Maybe I might be wrong, but that's about the fastest I think I was ever in a Huey. Never flew in a 60. I haven't flown in some of the other military helicopters. Me and helicopters, I'm not a big fan. Okay, so let's go into some comments here from the show. I'm through the content tonight. Let's see here. Today is the 17th. Last show was on the 13th. And I already read that one. Nier, thanks for your email. I know you don't want it read on the air, but thanks for that. I appreciate it. You were right. Got an email from Paul. He says, "Hey, Todd, before I get to my answer to your question, let me say that in my opinion that you spoke about the whole PRISM subject in a very balanced and objective manner, and overall, I agreed with you. On to my answer to your Facebook question from your last podcast, which was roughly, are you using Facebook as often as you were? I started out with MySpace, then Facebook, and now G+. I've not been using my Facebook for over 6 months now. I found it very easy to wean myself off. I was sick of all the constant updates from people moaning or telling me the world was something really trivial. I found my experience with G+ a very refreshing and a far better quality than Facebook. G+ is the new Facebook. I cannot rate it highly enough, Paul." Paul, I agree. I find lots of good stuff on Facebook, and on Google+, if I don't like what someone is actually posting, I just take them out of my circles. I don't have to listen to their post anymore. So if they're posting garbage, I can just kind of remove them from a circle, and they're out there. I don't have to read their dribble anymore. And you can filter down. And basically, I was really lucky. I worked very hard to maintain my list and keep them organized. And I agree, Paul, on G+. All right, that's going to bring us to a close for today's show. I want to thank you all for being here. Don't forget to support our sponsor, Citrix GoToMeeting. And definitely get over to GoToMeeting.com. Get that free trial. We definitely appreciate it if you do. And, of course, our GoDaddy products. I'm telling you, great deals. $2.49 for our .com. 32% off for new customers by using Go32 off one. Definitely get your savings now. And definitely thank you for supporting your sponsor, GoDaddy, as well. As always, you can reach me here at the show at geeknewscentral.com. Geeknews at Gmail is the email address. At Geeknews is the Twitter account. Don't forget about all of our other shows, too, at Geek News Central. We've got lots of great shows producing lots of great content. We've got Robot Underpants with Langley and his gang. We've got Mr. Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Of course, the new media show, which Rob and I are putting together. Chrome Show, trying to figure out what's going on with Gary on that. Gary was supposed to start. Maybe Gary flew the coop on me. I might be on the hunt for another host. And of course, Gary never got started, but we hope to revise that show. And of course, here at Geek News Central, I'm with you every Monday and Thursday night. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being subscribed. Thank you for being part of the Ohana. We'll see you next time. Take care and aloha.